This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military continued extensive strikes in Gaza on Monday. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant announced Israel's tightened blockade, which would keep food and fuel from reaching the strip, home to 2.3 million people. There were explosions across Gaza's night skyline Monday evening. Israel's military said it had called up an unprecedented 300,000 reservists and was imposing a total blockade of the Gaza Strip, signs it could be planning a ground assault there to defeat Hamas after it launched a humiliating attack. Israel's defense minister has ordered a complete siege on the Gaza Strip, AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Michael O'Hanlon is the director for research for foreign policy at the Brookings Institution.
Thorough search of much of Gaza, even building by building in places, to look for a combination of weapons caches, but also leadership and headquarters, and even sympathizers with Hamas.
As for the U.S. role, by sending a carrier strike group to the eastern Mediterranean,
the United States is trying to send a strong message to Hezbollah and also to Iran that any more direct involvement by any of them in this would be unacceptable.
O'Hanlon says a ground war is next for Israel. I'm Shelley Adler.
The U.S. State Department says at least 9 American citizens have been killed in the weekend Hamas attacks on Israel. That's an increase over the previous toll of 4. It says an undetermined number of American citizens remain missing and unaccounted for. On Sunday, an official said that number was fluid and had ranged between 6 and 12. It's not clear whether the missing were taken hostage, killed, or are in hiding. This is VOA News.